Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. As Canada nears its 150th anniversary, a number of ministries have been looking back on the impact the Christian faith has had in the country's history. The Bible League Canada recently published the book One Dominion, celebrating Canada prepared for a purpose to show that. The Chatham, Ontario-based Bob Beasley is the Bible League Canada's Vice President of International Ministry and one of the co-authors of the book. He's on the phone with us tonight from Chicago to talk about One Dominion. But before we begin our conversation with Bob, let's listen to In God's Hands from the Ad Journey CD by Dan Dyer.
My joy in life, it comes from within me, and it all begins and ends with God, and I stand tall to tell a tale of grace from where I was to where I am. A light in the darkness, God says, yes, I am. Conceived in every moment, an opportunity to persevere this life lived righteously. A heart to make a difference, far from where I was before, to bring glory to our God whom we adore. There's no wonder I will be able, it's indescribable. My eyes are fixed, my God's unstoppable. Be proof that lives are worth living. I give back to the great I am. I'm blessed cause everything is in God's hands. He knows this world needs love, one day to give account. We're called to do His work, so get the love out. There's no place for negativity, I rebuke the enemy. In Jesus' name, we can overcome. There's no wonder I will be able, it's indescribable. My eyes are fixed, my God's unstoppable. Be proof that life's worth living. Give back to the great I am. I'm blessed cause everything is in God's hands. When you believe.
And now to our interview with Bob Beasley. Good evening, Bob.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
Not bad. Now, can you tell our listeners a little bit about the Bible League Canada and how it came about?
Sure. It's been around, actually, for a number of decades, but we became a distinctly Canadian organization back in 2007. And we are all about getting the living Word of God into the hands of people whose hearts have been prepared by the Holy Spirit to receive it. And so our catchphrase is, we believe that the world needs the living Word of God more than anything else. And so what we've seen is as we place God's Word into the hands of people through church planter training and through children's ministry and through adult Bible-based literacy programs, we have seen not only lives but entire communities transformed as people are led to Christ through His Word. So that's what we're all about. We're just a ministry committed through strategic ministry programs to get the Word of God into the hands of people. Yeah. In 43 countries around the world.
Now, how long has it been around?
For about 60 years, actually. So we're not the new kid on the block. Mm-hmm. We've been around for quite a while. And, just about 60 years. It started in the heart of of a man in the U.S., and then a decade or so later came to Canada. And in the beginning, it was called the Whole Bible League, and Bibles were just delivered door to door across the U.S. and Canada. We've changed significantly in how we do what we do, but we're still committed to the task of getting the Word of God into the hands of people.
Now, how did you yourself get involved with them?
Yeah, that's a good point. I was serving with another ministry, and an opportunity came for me to give direction to all of our work globally at Bible League Canada, and I jumped at it. I had a mentor in ministry who always spoke about your maximum impact for God, and I thought, what a good opportunity to give some direction to a global ministry. And so very happy to step into that role. That was in 2010, so 7 years now, over 7 years.
So now your job title is Vice President of International Ministries. What does that actually mean that you do?
We work in 43 countries around the world, and we do all that we do through national partnerships. We believe that, for example, the best people to reach the people of Ecuador, for example, would be the Christians in Ecuador. So we come alongside believers in Ecuador, and and in 42 other countries around the world, and we provide the resources that they need to do the ministry that we support.
So does this mean you do a lot of traveling then?
Yes, I do a significant amount of traveling. About 13 weeks of the year, I'm outside of Canada, visiting the work that's going on around the world. So if nothing else, I have jet lagged down to a fine art. I love going to Latin America because there's no jet lag. We're on the same basic time zone as Canada. Mm-hmm. Where else in the world you suffer the consequences of jet lag, but you learn how to cope.
Yeah, well, in fact, the day that we're doing the interview here, you're actually in Chicago.
Right now I'm in Chicago. We're meeting with some of our international mission directors for the next couple of days. That's right.
So where would people have come in contact with the Bible League Canada for the most part?
Sure. A number of churches and Christian schools and organizations have ordered our materials, so you might find one of our Bibles in the pew or in the chair in front of you at church. I think probably we're best known for our devotional day planner that we've been producing for quite a number of years now, and we produce by the tens of thousands. And in fact, I was preaching at a church in Cottam, Ontario, which is down in the southwest corner, just this past Sunday, and he said, we have just run out of the day planners for this year. So there was a church, and they knew us by the day planner that we've been producing for quite a number of years.
Great. Well, let's take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and focus on what we plan to focus on, which is the book One Dominion. We're talking with Bob Beasley, who is one of the authors of the book One Dominion. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Nothing worse when something in you dies. What you live for turned out to be lies. Try to make it work, but burn your eyes. You hit rock bottom, but it made you realize it all. Resulted from that faithful day when you knew your life had gone astray. Emptied out, lost, you began to pray. The Lord is in my life and you to stay. He everything, God forgiving what once was. Takes your sin and nails it to the cross. You needed him all along, but what you thought you had was not that strong. And more and more you feel that you belong. We all need Jesus in our song.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Jesus Our Song from the Dan Dyer CD, A Journey. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to continue our conversation with Bob Beasley. Bob, where did the idea for One Dominion, Celebrating Canada Prepared for Purpose, come from?
It grew out of the heart of Paul Richardson, who is the president of Bible League Canada and a very good friend, and my heart. I've been producing a podcast and a short little radio program for a number of years now called Word from the Heart. And it starts out with a uniquely Canadian portion before we look at the Bible text for the day. And I love Canada, as Paul does, and he's had a passion to look at the history of our nation and understand why we have the freedom and the prosperity that we do and the peace that we enjoy here in Canada. And as we look back on the history together, we noticed that there was some very solid principles laid down by the founders of our nation on biblical principles that really have led to the nation that we have today. And so many Canadians know the story, Christians particularly know the story of Leonard Tilley, who was one of the fathers of Confederation from New Brunswick. And during the Confederation Conference in Charlottetown in 1864, the Fathers of Confederation were having a discussion about what to name or the title they should use to describe the country. They were afraid to call it a kingdom because the U.S. Was so close and would not be favorable to that moniker, probably. It wasn't a republic. And so Tilley was having devotions one morning during the conference and opened his Bible to Psalm 72, verse 8. It says, "He shall have dominion from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth." And so he went down and said, "Gentlemen, I think we should call this nation the Dominion of Canada." They agreed with him. It was his sense as a Christian that they wanted God to have dominion in this country. So they chose Dominion of Canada based on that scripture verse. Mm-hmm. And so that caused us to then look and say, were there other Christians involved? What we've noticed overseas, Robert, is that when the living word of God goes into a community, then a church is planted. And with the church eventually comes infrastructure, medical care, fresh water, education. And as we began to look at the history of Canada, we discovered that that actually was the journey that Canada has taken from its very early days. Circuit rider preachers came, churches were planted, and then when the churches came, then out of a pastor's heart, we have the medical system we have today. Tommy Douglas was a Baptist pastor during the Depression. Sick Kids Hospital was the idea of Elizabeth McMaster, who was a Baptist and a godly woman, and she was behind the opening of Sick Kids Hospital in Toronto and prayed when the hospital opened that the Holy Spirit would always be welcome in that place. She's just one of many. Our educational system was founded by clergy and Christians, and so Canada is the country it is today. That's been Canada's journey from sea to sea.
Well, and even just mentioning sea to sea, I mean, that was part of the verse that Leonard Tilley read, and that is Canada's motto on its coat of arms, is from sea to sea, although it's in the Latin, which...
Lusco al mare.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which I wasn't even going to try to pronounce. When you look at that, and when you look at the influence of people of faith across Canada's history... What's sort of the message that comes through the book as people are reading it?
Sure. It's twofold. First of all, is to look back. This is our 150th birthday on July 1st, our sesquicentennial. So to look back and discover the solid biblical and Christian roots of our nation, and the call of the psalm for us, for God not to only have dominion from sea to sea, but from the river to the ends of the earth. We believe that Canada has a mandate to share the journey. Now, we're not talking Canadian culture. We're so much aware as Canadians that every culture is different, is unique around the world, and we celebrate that. So we're not talking about taking Canadian culture, but we want the world to understand the journey that God has taken us on. The living word of God is brought to a community. Lives are transformed. A church is planted. Before long, there's education, there's health, there's a safety net, social safety net. All of that grew out of the fact that in Canada's early days, the living word of God went from town to town to town. Churches were planted, and before long, we have the country of peace, prosperity, and freedom that we have. That we believe is God's mandate to our nation, from that psalm that says, from the river to the ends of the earth. Mm-hmm. And so the book very clearly marks the progression of Canadian history, Canadian Christian foundation, and then the mandate to take the journey that God has had Canada on to the nations of the world.
Mm-hmm. Now, looking at that and looking at how you put the book together, let's look at those logistics. How did you and Paul work together to actually do the writing element of the book?
That's a very good question, Robert. We've become friends over the last 7 years working together. We feel very comfortable in our friendship. That's a big part of it. Paul is a scholar. And the concept of Canada's journey has been percolating in his mind for quite a number of years. I'm a historian, love Canadian history, and so we decided that I would work on the vignettes and the history part. He would work on the academic part, the story part, the journey part. And so we got together a number of times. We retreated couple of times at a friend's cottage up at Wasaga Beach, just for two or three days. We wrote, we compared, we shared, and it was a lot of work and a lot of time together, a lot of hashing out, of editing, and but it was a lot of fun to work with my friend Paul, and I think what we have produced by God's grace. And then we contacted our communication team and our resource team at Bible League Canada, contacted Beth Martin right there in Guelph, they have done, it's almost beyond words, a superb job. Mm-hmm. With all of the graphics. This is an absolutely stunning, beautiful book.
Yeah, and I was looking at it over the weekend, and I was, you know, that was one of the things that really struck me. And of course, anybody who's traveled anywhere in Canada, I've had the chance to travel from the West Coast into Quebec, and just the beauty of Canada as a whole is incredible. And the book really, the illustrations and the photos and things like that have been chosen have really. Really grasp that beauty and that magnificence of the Canadian landscape.
Yeah, I'm a Canadian bibliophile. I love books on Canada. I've read everything Pierre Burton's ever written, and just finished actually a two book set on the life of Sir John E. Macdonald, which was fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And and I've seen a lot of books on Canada. I've seen some beautiful ones. That really do show the grandeur of our nation and capture that beautifully. But I honestly, and I can say this because while Paul and I wrote the text, we didn't have much to do with choosing the graphics and how the layout. So I'm not bragging on us when I say this. I've never seen a more beautiful presentation pictorially of Canada than mm-hmm. this book. And I'm very happy we're extremely happy with the work that Brad Martin has done.
Yeah. Now, were there any challenges you guys came up with as you were going through all the material for the book?
Yeah, we wanted the book to be academically sound, which meant that we tried to find as many primary resources as we could. That's always a challenge. We footnoted everything, mm-hmm. so it's filled with footnotes, and we just wanted to make sure that this was a book that was going to be enjoyed by the everyday Canadian, the everyday Canadian Christian, but also that was solid in its support. Mm-hmm. From primary sources, and so that was the tough one. I mean, we could find secondary and tertiary the support for this, but we wanted to get as close to the original. We wanted to quote original sources as much as possible, so that no matter who looked at it, they would say, you know, this has been supported solidly from primary sources in mm-hmm. Canadian history.
Now, what were some of the highlights you guys had as you were working on it?
The way that it all just came together, it was fun to pick and choose the vignettes, whose story would we include, and that was the great joy. There's just so many Christians in Canada's history that played a role, and I learned some things. I've studied Canadian history for years. I learned some things. For example, I didn't realize that it was out of a Christian's heart that the first Humane Society came, and the first Humane Society was actually children and animals.
Mm-hmm.
But they were tied together in the Humane Society before the Children's Aid Societies kind of split off the first Humane Society, which now, of course, we usually think of as animals. So the love for the animals and children and all came out of the heart of Christians in the early days. And I think there's a lot of Canadians that don't understand that.
Mm-hmm. Well, just looking at the time, we need to quickly move on, and we're going to take one final break before we finish our conversation with Bob Beasley, one of the authors of One Dominion, published by the Bible League Canada. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Holy Spirit lives inside of me. Love set me free. In you I'm righteous. Sin is defeated. What you have I receive. Blessed be the God our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his abundant mercies, he's called us to be born again, a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Let your light shine upon all eternity. No heart left the same. Life transformed, a healing serenity by your love and your name. Blessed be the God, our Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his abundant mercies, he's called us to be born again.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Blessed Be from A Journey, CD by Dan Dyer. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to wrap up our conversation with One Dominion, Celebrating Canada, Prepared for a Purpose, co-author Bob Beasley. Bob, what's been the reaction to the book so far?
Exceptional. In fact, we have just got our first copy about 10 days ago, and the first print was 5,000 copies, and we probably just in the first week have already seen a good 15 to 20% of those already gone, and they're not even, they're just now starting to be shipped from the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think this is going to catch on, it already has, like crazy. And so, you know, if we need to have a second printing, we will. But I think it's our sesquicentennial. We're proud Canadians. We're so grateful for the nation that we live in. And as Christians, we need to know the solid biblical and Christian roots. And I think it's an encouragement to the Christian community across Canada,
mm-hmm.
To read this book, because it helps us understand that God really has been at work in this nation since
mm-hmm.
the very foundation.
Yeah, is there anything else that the Bible League Canada is doing to celebrate the sesquicentennial?
Well, we are involved in our local community. Our office is in Grimsby, and we are involved with the local Christian community there. Across Canada, we partner with camping ministries and with campus ministries across Canada, and they're all doing some special events for the sesquicentennial, and as we do all over the world, we come alongside existing ministries and we partner with them. So we're very happy to partner with Canadian ministries who are involved in church planting, C2C, and as they are involved in sesquicentennial events, then we are involved as we help to fund their ministries.
And where can people get more information about the book or the Bible League Canada itself?
Our website is Bible League, all one word, as in like the National Hockey League, BibleLeague.ca. That's our main website. And to go directly to the book, you can order them, including 5% HST. They're $31.95. You just go to BibleLeague.ca/OneDominion. It's very easy. Take you right to the page, BibleLeague.ca/OneDominion.
Great. Well, Bob, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Good talking to you, Robert.
Yes.
Good catching up. We've known each other for many years, so it's good to chat with you, brother.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Arts Connection tonight, and thank you to my guest, Bob Beasley. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more on Arts Connection, email robert@artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter @SayLaw13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.